After a little more than 5 months of construction, detours, and rerouted traffic, things will return to normal for the businesses affected by the closure of North Monroe Street. The project included reducing the street from 5 traffic lanes to 3 while widening the lanes and sidewalks. Mayor Condon addressed the crowd before the barriers were removed.
The street's new 3-lane section will meet our citizens' traffic needs and will help reduce speeding in the area. All the while, Monroe businesses will benefit from improved parking and improved pedestrian access to their businesses while we balance that need, obviously, for through traffic.
Councilwoman Stratton praised the contractor's cooperation with local businesses.
I also want to mention that as I was up and down Monroe talking to businesses, the thing I heard over and over again was the calm they felt when they had a problem or a concern, that they could literally walk out their door, grab a construction worker, and say, could you do this or could you help me with this?
The $9 million project finished a month before expectations. The city broke it into 2 construction contracts with both projects occurring concurrently. Murphy Brothers Construction handled the south side of the project, while the north side was handled by Red Diamond. Condon joked about the split project.
Inspectors have already told me which side's better, but I bet I won't be able to tell the difference.
After the short ceremony, Condon and Stratton removed the signs blocking the road, and the first car drove by. From North Monroe Street, I'm Jeremy Burnham reporting.